What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 3rd, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a long, crazy week. We have got so much to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three, and we do have a lot of material to get through, so I don't know that I'm going to be able to take all the phone calls from people who call on in. And I'm going to ask you to please keep them pertinent and short so that we can stay focused on the news of the day. Obviously, big firestorm continuing around Jeff Sessions. The people who are attacking him have interpreted his recusing himself from the Russia investigation as a capitulation, and now they're pushing for his outright resignation. And what is going on here should be very, very obvious. The Democrats are trying to dismantle the Trump administration from the bottom up. They're going to go after every single one of his appointees. And now there's even word out there that they've got something on Mike Pence. They're going to try and get him to step down. Trump has to go on the offense here. He's playing defense. He's trying to maintain the high moral ground in a city that doesn't even know where the high moral ground would be located. It's probably in another time zone. And Trump has to regain the initiative, because if he doesn't have the initiative, he will not win this fight, and that's exactly what it is. So basically, they're after Sessions, and if they get him, then they're going to go after somebody else, and Trump has got to put a stop to this. Story coming out of Stephen J. Lemon Blogspot. The New York Times wants Trump delegitimized and ousted from his office. They're basically declaring war on the president of the United States of America. And here we are, 4 months in after the election. Donald Trump won, Hillary Clinton lost, and it has been nonstop trying to undermine him, discredit him. Oh, the election couldn't possibly be rigged. Well, the election was rigged. The Russians did it, and Trump is in cahoots. And they're just screaming and whining and crying until they get what they want. And the behavior is very understandable. It's just like a 5 or 6 year old who has discovered that if they fall on the floor and scream and cry, eventually mommy will give them the cookie. And the only way you stop that from happening is you stop giving the kid the cookie. Throw a pail of water in his face. And now the New York Times is out there screaming about this Russia connection. And let's take a very good look at what actually went on down with this. Sessions met with the Russian ambassador twice. The first time was at a party where there were a lot of ambassadors there. And the second meeting with Russia's envoy was in Sessions' function as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And that's who what they're supposed to do. He's supposed to meet with these people to discuss these issues. There's nothing improper there. Now, they're trying to make a big deal about, oh, he lied, he withheld it. No, the actual question needs to be repeated, because during Sessions' confirmation hearing, Al Franken asked, quote, if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign. That's the important phrase right there. It limits the context of the question. Did anybody from Trump's campaign talk with the Russians about the campaign? And Sessions said no. And they're trying to take that and say, oh, he's up to something nefarious. Now, Donald Trump has come on out with, frankly, a rather lukewarm endorsement of Sessions. And he's saying basically the response could have been a little more accurate. So could Al Franken's question, to be very honest. The whole narrative is the Democrats trying to save face for losing the election. Everyone thought that they were rigged to win. And they're overplaying their hand. They're destroying their own brand. And they're losing their grip on reality. And this is a witch hunt. And the fact of the matter is the corporate media and the Democrats are trying to distort what Jeff Sessions was asked and how he answered to make it look like he was trying to do something underhanded. Now, here's where the hypocrisy really starts to come on out, because Sessions is hardly the only person in Washington, D.C. to meet with the Russian ambassador. That is, after all, why the Russian ambassador is there. And the Russian ambassador met with numerous Democrats. And we know that all the election fraud that's been uncovered so far favored Hillary Clinton. So where are all the people asking if Russia and the Clinton campaign were aligned together? It's just not being done here. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer is out there openly saying that he will not work with President Trump on anything. He refuses to do anything with Donald Trump. Well, if you feel that way, the honorable thing would be for you to resign rather than pushing for the Attorney General to resign. Because the fact that you can't stand Donald Trump is irrelevant to your campaign against the Attorney General, other than it's part of a larger plan to dismantle the Trump administration from within, bit by bit by bit by bit by bit. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And by the way, Chucky Schumer met with Vladimir Putin in New York City. It's not like the days of the Cold War where nobody met Russians. It's amazing here. Now remember, Chucky Schumer is the guy who gave Attorney General Loretta Lynch a free pass on her very questionable meeting with Bill Clinton during that email probe. That's no big deal. There's no collusion going on there. It's not important. We can't deal with that. And right on cue, a Soros-financed MoveOn.org holds a D.C. protest demanding Sessions' resignation. They're trying to dismantle the Trump administration from within, bit by bit by bit. Trump has got to stop it right now. No more resignations, no more capitulation, or they're just going to keep nibbling away at him like piranha until there's nothing left but the skeleton. Now, CNN was doing a story about this, about Sessions recusing himself from the investigation, and they make the claim on the air that Loretta Lynch recused herself in the investigation of Hillary's email server. And even one of their people on the air corrected them a little bit after and said, no, she didn't actually recuse herself. She said she would leave the decision up to James Comey, but she never recused herself. So CNN is out there once again lying. Maxine Waters has definitely been looking down on that shark today. She's out there claiming that Sessions' Russian connections will result in Trump's impeachment. Again, one of the meetings between Sessions and the Russian ambassador was at a function where there were a lot of ambassadors. And it's hard to go to a party full of ambassadors and not bump into a couple of ambassadors. It really is ridiculous. And the second meeting was in the context of his official business as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. How do you get from there to we are going to impeach Donald Trump? And I am really getting sick and tired of these whiners. They are a disgrace to the nation. I'm embarrassed to see these people being held up to the world as the best representatives of our American society. We're going to take a phone call now. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I look forward to hearing today's edition of Clarification. So I hope Claire's doing well.
She's doing much better. Thank you.
Good. Mike, today's Democrats are making Joseph McCarthy look like a decent, honorable man. That's all I
Boy,
can
that's
say on
a
that issue.
That's a trick. That is real trick.
But Mike, what's happening is also the Russian ambassador is now being, implied that he is a spy, not just an ambassador. And he's recruiting spies in the U.S.
Well, that's easy to say now because, and it's all baseless. It's all baseless.
It really is.
You're absolutely right to draw the parallel with McCarthyism and the Big Red Scare and all that propaganda that was out there, because we may have been on the same side with Russia during World War II, but our money junkie class was absolutely terrified of socialism, because socialism says you can't have money junkies. And that's why our schools brainwashed us so hard to hate the Soviet Union, to hate the commies, and to just love our private central bankers.
But, Mike, the Democrats loved Russia when Stalin and Lenin were in power and they had the gulags and communism. Now that communism is gone and the gulags are gone, they hate Russia.
No. The reason they hate Russia is because Putin took over control of Russia's private central bank and is running it for the benefit of the entire country and all of the people. Prior to that, Putin was everybody's friend. We were partners with Russia. Everybody was going along. And right. The new Russian republics had a private central bank playing the same games with Russia that the Federal Reserve plays with the American people. And Putin said, this has got to stop. And he took over direct control. Now, Russia's central bank is still owned by its private owners, but they don't get to make the decisions about how Russia's economy is going to be run. And literally, right. That was the day Putin went from friend and partner to the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. It's all about the money. It's all about the private central bankers continuing to hold the entire world as slaves to their debt machine.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree on that point as well. But, you know, today, Maria Zakharova, the spokesperson for the foreign ministry in Russia, criticized this CNN reporter, their correspondent, for their fake news. And this despicable correspondent replied to her, oh, that's the same thing Trump is saying. Are you coordinating with the White House? It's just, you know, they've hit an all-time low.
You know, if we all look up and say that the sky is blue, it doesn't mean there's a conspiracy. We're just all looking up and seeing what's blatantly obvious to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'll just leave you with this. I don't read People magazine, but I still have AOL, and I saw this. People magazine came out with a story about George Bush and his painting. You know, it's the corporate media. They're trying to rehabilitate George W. Bush. There's a love fest with George W. Bush. I just wish George W. Bush never got into politics and just painted, because the world would have been a lot better place than it is today without him.
Well, I mean, the same thing could be said about Hitler. He wanted to be an artist, and if
exactly.
He'd been accepted as an artist, he wouldn't have gone into politics, and we could have avoided that inconvenience. And by the way, I've seen some of Bush's paintings. He's a lousy artist. But he's out there hawking his book and hoping that his name value will get people to buy it and put it on their coffee table to prove they're loyal little Republicans. Not a chance in this household, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike?
Hanging in there.
Well, anyway, I got a tweet from Donald Trump. He just tweeted this. I just lost it. But it says, he's calling for investigation of Schumer and Nancy Pelosi of their Russian ties.
Good. He needs to do that. He needs to start, playing offense on this thing. He's got to take off the gloves, and he's got to lose this illusion that Washington, D.C. is somehow higher and more noble than the rest of our country. It isn't. It's the absolute pit. And it really is a swamp, and the alligators have all got rabies. And he can't go on just being defensive and trying to look like he's taking the moral high ground. There is no more moral high ground. There is winning and losing. And in order to win, Donald Trump has to take the initiative in this battle against his detractors. And right now, the American people are on his side, because the American people are looking at what the corporate media and the Democrats are doing. They're absolutely appalled by it. It is a point of shame for the American people to see our political system behaving this childishly.
Well, this is what the tweet says. I hereby demand a second investigation after Schumer of Pelosi for her close ties to Russia and lying about it.
There's a lot of dirt there. And again, part of the hypocrisy is seeing all these Democrats trying to make mountains out of these tiny molehills. And they sat there with their lips clamped shut while the Clintons were just getting away literally with murder for decade after decade.
Well, here's another thing I want to warn the Obama in his bunker with Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett, and that is on January 31st, 2012, signing the NDAA 2012, I think you just signed your own arrest warrant, because under the NDAA, I think the military can arrest him. I don't want to disappear him, but I just want him to be arrested.
Well, he's already in violation of that portion of Title 18 about advocating the overthrow of the government. You can go to jail for 20 years for that. And he's not the president anymore. He doesn't have any kind of administrative immunity. Barack Obama is a private citizen. And as a private citizen, if he's advocating the overthrow of President Trump, he's in violation of Title 18. Trump just needs to start enforcing the law and send the marshals over there, grab up all the paperwork that's talking about how they're going to get Trump out and say this is advocating the overthrow of the government, and it's a Title 18 violation. Trump has to go on the warpath. Or he's going to lose this.
Well, because the thing is, Mike, these people ain't going to stop until you blow your nose and throw them in a ditch.
Yeah, it's time to get out the sledgehammers on some of this nonsense.
Not only I want them defeated, I want their spirit and their motivation taken away, too. Like, we ain't going to be able to do anything. Or don't even...
Well, I'd like to see that happen, but you're dealing here with people who are fanatics. They're so blinded by their own greed and lust for power. In their own imaginations, they're the good guys and they're the heroes, and everything that they do is justified, and everything that they suffer, they're a martyr to their own cause. You're never going to convince them that they've been behaving badly. They've convinced themselves that they are the best of the best of the best of the best, and it's just going to be easier to lock them in a very, very dark cell and throw the key away.
Well, like I say, President Obama, I think when he signed NDAA 2012, signed his own arrest warrant. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take one more phone call from Steve in California. Then we're going to close the lines because I really do have a lot of stuff I need to get to. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you characterize the Democrats as being embarrassing, but I think it's worse than that. They're pathetic. And I heard Nancy Pelosi still trying to drum up the Russian connection with the Trump administration. But, you know what, and I'm never offering any proof, of course. But where we can offer proof of a Russian connection would be with John McCain. And I haven't heard one person in corporate media talk about that wrongdoing of him reaching out to Russia to get campaign financing. Not once.
No, and you never will. It's a waste of time going to the corporate media and expecting them to all of a sudden start telling you what's really going on. That was never their job. Their job is to keep you bamboozled and snookered and blind and comfortable and obedient. That is what they're paid all that money to do. And you're absolutely right. The corporate media will not report on John McCain's soliciting of illegal campaign contributions from Russia, just like the corporate media turned a blind eye to when the Clintons were getting illegal campaign contributions from China back during the ChinaGate scandal. That got scarcely a mention. And when the corporate media mentioned it, it was always to say, oh, there's really nothing there. It's nothing going on. It all goes back to that Bush-Clinton CIA drug cartel and the influence they have over the corporate media. And they've partnered up with the globalists like Soros, and they're in a panic because all of a sudden the people of planet Earth are opening their eyes and waking up and saying, whoa, this is not what we were told our society was in those state-controlled public schools.
Right. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit. Rush Limbaugh is starting to get back onto my like list here, and he was talking on his show about how this whole Russia session story is about Obama and the Democrats trying to sabotage the Trump presidency, and yes, that's exactly right. And they're trying to keep this story out there at the forefront so that people aren't looking at the other stories going on, like how John McCain was caught soliciting illegal campaign donations from Russia all the way back in 2008. McCain's being funded by George Soros for all of these years. They don't want the American people to know that stuff. So this is not really about Sessions. This is about a plan to dismantle the Trump administration by picking off his lieutenants one after another, after another, after another. And if Trump caves in and lets Sessions go, they'll immediately go after somebody else. There are rumors they're getting ready to try and get Pence out. And Trump had better realize this is a fight for the survival of his administration. And more than that, all this time that he's spending defending himself is time that he's not able to do his job. This is a government that is paralyzed by its factionalism. We'll be right back.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com. And use promo code TALK. I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And trending on Twitter right now is Democrats who met with the Russian ambassador. So this is already backflashing onto the Democrats, and they're already putting up the lists and the names. Landrieu, Cantwell, Casey, Klobuchar, Reid, White House, McCaskill are some of the Democratic lawmakers who met with the Russian ambassador. And they did so, we presume, in the course of their normal business, and so did Senator Jeff Sessions. Now, over at Oroz.com, they've got an op-ed saying Jeff Sessions should absolutely not resign over these bogus Russia allegations. And I'm 127% in agreement with that. We're seeing a feeding frenzy of the Democrats. They smell blood in the water. They want to just dart on in and rip off a piece of the Trump administration, bit after bit. And Trump has got to stop it right absolutely now, or they're going to start ripping his administration apart bit by bit. That'll be the next 6 months, going constantly after members of his administration, keeping Trump on the defensive, keeping him having to deal with all of this so that he doesn't have any time left over to actually implement his agenda, or, more to the point, dismantle Obama's agenda, because apparently Obama is taking it personally that Trump is undoing so much of what Obama's liberal agenda had been for the last 8 years. And Obama seems to forget it is the prerogative of the president to set their own policy coming on in. There is no obligation for Donald Trump to continue policies of past presidents, especially if those policies aren't working, like Obamacare. Meanwhile, they're trying to make a big deal over Kellyanne Conway, who was caught on video, basically kneeling on one of the couches in the Oval Office. Now, my understanding is she got onto the couch and got down because she was trying to allow people who were behind to see past her. And they're trying to make a big deal about it. They're even calling it Kneelgate. Now, nobody complained about all the times Obama was putting his feet up on the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. That desk is an historical artifact. It's not just a desk. It was a gift from Great Britain. It's made from the timbers of one of their warships, the HMS Resolute. There's a lot of history in that desk. And Obama would just kick back, put his feet up on it. Nobody said a thing about it. And let's not forget about how when the Clintons were in the White House, they were out there literally renting out sleepovers in the Lincoln bedroom for $400,000 a pop. But Kellyanne Conway kneeling on the sofa in the Oval Office is a scandal, according to the corporate media. No, it isn't. Naturally, she looked rather fetching. Now, as you know, they're trying to gin up some hearings in Congress about this Russian link, and we already know it's going to be total USDA choice bovine excrement, because they were already asking this former British spy, Christopher Steele, to come on in and testify as to what he knows. Now, his dossier that was handed to the FBI by John McCain has already been totally discredited. But they wanted to come on in and say, oh, yes, Trump was doing this and Trump was doing that, and I have it on good. And it's all going to be hearsay, and the Democrats are going to say, well, we have Christopher Steele here. He's a spy. How could you even think that a spy could lie? Aside from the fact that being a big part of their job. Well, you want to talk about a witch hunt? It's amazing. Now, Trump is learning rapidly what's going on, and Trump went on to Fox News and said basically he thinks it's the Obama people, the holdovers, are behind the leaks within his administration, and how he believes President Obama was behind this organizing against Trump's administration. Now, we know that Obama's original plan, had Hillary won, was to move out here to Hawaii. They'd even bought a house here. More when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Barack Obama apparently being a ringleader, if not the ringleader, of this attempt to bring down, to overthrow the Trump administration. In effect, to overthrow the current legitimate elected government of the United States of America. And there's ample reason to think that that's certainly the case. Now, Obama's original plan, after his term in office was over, they were going to come out here to Hawaii. They bought a really nice house, or somebody bought them a house. Very lovely place over there on the windward side of the island. And then all of a sudden, when Hillary lost the election, the Obamas get a house in Washington, D.C., only about 2.5 miles away from the White House. And right now, they have Valerie Jarrett, his senior advisor from the White House years, is now living in the house with Barack and Michelle, and Eric Holder is hanging out there as well. And Eric Holder is already out there saying, get ready for Barack Obama to reappear on the public stage. He's ready to roll. And yes, it's subversion, it's sedition, and it's right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And that's exactly what's going on in. Another story about this from Zero Hedge. Valerie Jarrett moves in with the Obamas in D.C. to lead the fight and strategy to topple Trump. Boy, there's never a drone around when you really, really need one here. Now, as I mentioned to that caller a little while ago, the caller was saying that the National Defense Authorization Act may have resulted in Barack Obama's arrest warrant for his current activities. And by the way, he could be arrested for that Department of Justice slush fund. That was illegal, too. It's going to be more about that later on. But looking at Title 18, Section 2385, anybody advocating the overthrow of the government can go away for a very, very, very long time. And up to 20 years. And this kind of lawlessness seems to have become the hallmark of the liberal Democrats. Look at all the sections of Title 18 that Hillary Clinton was acknowledged to have violated by the head of the FBI, Director Comey, and then they turn around and say, well, we're not going to prosecute. We're above the law. You slaves out there, we will impose the law upon you, but we, the elites, we're above the law because we've got control of those rigged election machines, and we'll just do what we care to do here. Now, Donald Trump is out there basically saying that the corporate media is completely fraudulent, and he's right. And he's specifically targeting the large corporate media that have been openly hostile and deceptive to him and basically saying they write lies. Absolutely, like that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons or how Assad was gassing his own Alawite supporters with sarin gas right in front of the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And by the way, the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors said, no, that isn't what happened. It was the U.S.-backed rebels that were using chemical weapons to frame Assad. The corporate media never told you that, did they? Then there was that one about how, oh, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Britain when it was sunk, or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Humans are warming the earth. Unemployment is only 5%. Vaccines are totally safe. A little radiation is good for you. GMOs are safe. Vince Foster committed suicide. And on and on and on. Yes, the corporate media lies to you. That is what they are paid to do. Nobody needs to pay somebody million-dollar salaries to report the truth. These people are paid that kind of money to be very convincing liars. Now then, apparently there's a new scandal out there where the president of CNN has actually been getting on the headset net with interviewers of anybody in the Trump administration and feeding in zinger questions. At one point, when they thought they were going to score some points, Zucker actually told the newsroom, forget the commercial breaks. We're going to screw our investors. Forget the commercial breaks. We're going to stay on this until we draw blood. And Zucker is now starting to look like that Elliot Carver character out of the James Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies. He's a media mogul, and he makes the news, and he starts wars, and wow. Life imitates art. It's amazing. Well, not really, because the CNN brand is continuing to plummet. There's a new YouGov poll showing that CNN is below MSNBC and Fox News in brand perception. And basically, of the three cable news networks, Fox News was the only network to score a neutral brand perception. Neither good nor bad, just, yeah, they're okay. CNN and MSNBC both scored negative on brand perception. People are waking up to what's going on. They're turning away from them. It's a race between those who want to bring down Donald Trump and the ultimate credibility collapse of the corporate media and the Democratic establishment and much of the Republican establishment with it. Over at the Washington Compost, they're trying to low-key the fact that the Washington Post's new owner, Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon, currently has a $600 million contract with the Central Intelligence Agency. So whose agenda do you think Bezos is going to be recommending that the Washington Post report on? That $600 million contract, even for a billionaire like Bezos, it's a big deal. It's more than twice as much as Bezos paid to buy the Washington Post 4 months ago. If you're wondering why the Washington Post isn't what it was back in the days of Watergate, that's why. It changed ownership. It was bought up by people with agendas. Now, as I mentioned, the polls are showing public trust in corporate media is in decline. Their audience is in decline. They've lost so much audience and revenue, they're now resorting to fraud to keep their numbers up. Fake Twitter followers, fake clicks on their websites generated by Chinese botnets. The writing is more or less on the wall. Over at PatriotRising.com, they have an article about the media and relevance, and they're calling it a slow fade out. And that is what's going on. As the more time passes, the more the corporate media is marginalizing itself. And all they can do is sit there and say, we're the real news, we're the real news, we're important, we're the real news. New York Times got a huge ad campaign going on right now about how they're the real news and the rest of us out here, we're bad people. You shouldn't listen to us. They don't have big million-dollar studios. They're not driving expensive cars. They don't have gold things on the wall. You shouldn't pay attention to them. Only listen to us here. Now, we were talking about the disaster over at the Academy Awards about how, and I'm not talking about the Best Picture screw-up, but it was nonstop bashing of Trump, and Trump got it correct when he said they were spending so much time attacking Trump, they forgot to actually put on an entertaining show. Now, we had reported earlier on how the initial ratings for the Academy Awards were the second worst in the entire history of the Academy Awards. The final numbers have come on in, and actually, this last Academy Awards, the Let's All Gang Up on Donald Trump Fest, got the all-time worst ratings for any Academy Award show in all of Academy history. And by the way, 10 million more people tuned in to watch Trump's speech before Congress than tuned in to watch the Academy Awards. So there's another institution that has destroyed its own brand by getting into politics. Now, according to a former U.S. attorney, Joseph DeGenova, the former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia under Reagan, the CIA knows who's been leaking classified information from inside the White House to the New York Times and the Washington Post. That information has been passed on to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Maybe that's why they're trying to gang up on him and drive him out of office. To send a message, you don't stand up to the hidden Democratic machine. You don't start looking at things like CIA drug smuggling and whether or not Vince Foster really committed suicide. You don't do that. We will destroy you. The politics of personal destruction, which was a term that goes all the way back to the Bill Clinton administration here. Now, Trump's advisors are pushing him to just have a purge of the White House executive staff, both inside the White House itself and the executive office building, get rid of all the Obama appointees. I absolutely 100% agree. The time to take the high ground and be nice and magnanimous and generous is over. These people that you allowed to continue in these very high-paying jobs that you imagined were going to be loyal to the new administration are not. It's time to take off the gloves, clean out the White House, the executive office building, get in people that you know are going to be supportive of the Trump presidency, the Trump administration, who are going to keep their mouths shut and their thumb drives empty. And it's another area in which I've been very concerned about Donald Trump coming into D.C. politics in the White House as dangerously naive as Jimmy Carter. Carter was completely unprepared for just how dirty D.C. politics can be. And unless Trump takes the initiative in this fight, he will continue to lose. And now is the time for Trump to show leadership over deal-making. Donald Trump has been a businessman all his life. He needs to put that down and start being the president. His speech before Congress was a good start. We can see the direction he's going, but he's got to put pedal to the metal. His opponents are playing for keeps. Trump needs to play for keeps as well. There's no such thing as a good loser in this kind of game here. Now, article that came on out from Above Top Secret, I think really says what's going on. Okay, that's the monthly test of our emergency warning system. So there's this article that came on out in AboveTopSecret.com. I've lost all respect towards the Democratic Party. They don't want to bring America together. Absolutely right. I've lost all respect for anybody who's a Democrat, anybody who's a liberal. And they go down this list of what happened during that speech before Congress. Not standing when everybody else did. Thumbing down the president, booing. Playing with their iPhones and tablets. Wearing the women wearing all white. What do they think they are? Vestal virgins? I rather doubt it. And by the way, I wish to point out, the only Democrat in that, the Democratic woman in that room not wearing white was Tulsi Gabbard. She refused to go along with that nonsense. And then, of course, finally, as soon as the speech was over, they just got on out of there as fast as they could. They are behaving like spoiled children. And the more they do that, the more they're damaging their own brand. They could succeed in bringing down Donald Trump and find themselves facing an American people not willing to let them put a Democrat in. And that could be the crash of the United States of America that I have been dreading and warning about, like the former Soviet Union. And, boy, that's a tough choice. If you were forced to choose between having the government return under the control of the liberal Democrats and Hillary Clinton versus seeing the entire government collapse and having to go through the process of starting a new American republic here, which one would you choose? It's a tough choice, I will grant you. It's a very, very tough choice. Now then, we've been talking about this slush fund that was set up in the Department of Justice. And basically, it was being run as kind of a scam where corporations that were under investigation by the Department of Justice were allowed to have the charges dropped as long as they would make donations to a third-party charity, meaning a non-governmental organization pushing for leftist causes. And that's illegal. And Obama could be arrested on that by the Department of Justice, and maybe that's another reason they're trying to get rid of Sessions. Because this Bush-Clinton duopoly that has ruled our nation for the last 20 years are liable for prosecution for a huge long list of crimes. If we really had a just legal system, some of those people would be going away for the rest of their lives. And they should. Not for revenge, not for retribution, but as a warning to up-and-coming younger politicians that we, the American people, will not tolerate this kind of behavior any longer. Now, the GOP is planning to pass a law specifically outlawing this shadowy Department of Justice slush fund that was bankrolling these leftist groups. And they do have the votes to push it through, and Trump will sign it. Now, over in Western Pennsylvania, there's a school board member who posted to social media, "Make America Great with a Clean Headshot." And this is Crawford Central School Board member Glenn Tuttle is standing by the posts, will not take them down, will not apologize. And I'm still wondering why all these people talking about assassinating the president are not being arrested, because it is a crime just to make that threat. Now, we're just getting an update on one of Sessions' meetings with the Russian ambassador. We said there was a meeting where there were a lot of ambassadors. It turns out Sessions was required to be at this group, the Global Partners in Diplomacy, by the United States State Department under then-President Obama. Obama said, you got to go over to this group, and you're going to speak to all these ambassadors. And after it was all over, the ambassadors came on up and thanked him for his remarks. That's it. That's the meeting they're trying to turn into this horrible, horrible crime. Now, Francois Fillon is definitely in serious trouble. His home has been raided by corruption investigators. His campaign is on the verge of collapse. His endorsers are pulling back their endorsements and say, we're not going to be part of this. So it looks like he is pretty much down and out at this point. And, of course, that's good news for Marine Le Pen, who has actually garnered a huge amount of popular support over this nonsense of the ISIS photos being tweeted. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, I got to get that mixer replaced here. Anyway, getting on back to the news here. Over in the war zones, U.S.-backed forces have surrendered wide areas near Manbij to the Syrian army. So Syria is rapidly drawing to a close over there. Now, ramping up the tough talk, NATO has issued a demand that Russia drop their recognition of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. NATO's demanding Russia go on back and say, we recognize a united Georgia. And they're going to get a big net on that one, at which point NATO will come back and say, well, Russia's being intractable. Russia is refusing to cooperate with us. You're making unrealistic demands there. All right, we're going to take two phone calls, then we're going to close the lines again. Because I got a lot of news before the Lady Claire comes on. So, Jerry in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Anyway, what's on my mind today is drugs, okay? You know what the most dangerous thing is? A person who's drug addicted who cannot get their fix. They'll do anything to get that high. Now, if Donald Trump were to mandate drug tests for each and every politician, we'll even give them to regulate. Say, you guys got a mind. Everybody's going to take a pee test. You find any illegal narcotics, cocaine, heroin in your body, you're out. You have 1 month. If you refuse the test, you're out. Mandatory drug test. That's all you have to do. This whole thing could stop. You have to get all the corruption out of your government. That's all it takes. Simple little pee test.
Yeah, but you know when the drug criminals are in control of the government is the last party that is going to be subjected to mandatory drug tests. I'm in agreement with you. Well, I think anybody
Donald
that we're
I'm
sorry,
Trump is probably clean. I believe Donald Trump does not do drugs. I believe he doesn't need it, and he get enough support. You guys could get enough support, enough petition signed that the government. They take drug tests mandatory. If you guys got enough support for that, bang, that'd be it. Game over. You guys have a brand new government. You topple every sick, twisted, drug addicted idiot you have running your government. It'd be over.
I absolutely agree with you. But it's not going to happen under our current drug corrupted government any more than you could.
Happen.
I'm sorry.
Make it happen. You guys should just make it happen. Even pluck a hair off of each and everyone's head. Pluck a hair. Get to the drug test.
Yeah, and then the bodyguards throw you up against a wall and put you in jail.
It's
good in theory. The practicality of it, though, needs a little bit of work.
I would love to see it.
And maybe we'll put this in the blueprint for the New America. That anybody who is running for elected office or appointed office, along with putting all their wealth in a blind trust, they have to undergo a battery of drug tests. So we know that we're not getting somebody in there whose brain is melted on prescription antidepressants. Okay, Jerry, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.